Hello guys, welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast. My name is Lelo B. We are in 2021. We are within Sipakati inside. May it be an amazing year for you and your family. Hopefully things will be so much better this year than they were in that other year that we shall not mention. I wish you love. I wish you all that is good. And I really, really pray that all your hopes for this year come true. As for me and my hopes for this podcast, I am back. I'm super excited to be back with brand new episodes, new fresh guests, and new destinations for you to get tips and advice on. This year, I will continue to bring you guys fresh episodes that will give you the insight and tools you need to be able to make your travels unforgettable. We don't want to travel and then kubekuyabora. So yeah, we're all about how do we make our travels exciting in this new year. I know that we are not still in the clear, you know, in terms of normal life as we know it resuming, but you know, hearing that there is a vaccine already and the fact that it's being rolled out in specific regions, including South Africa, we are also on the list. It's very promising and you know, it gives us hope, especially those of us who do want the vaccine. Lona that don't want it, I don't know, Nitembeni or Nisabani. I'm not judging. I'm just asking. So I have been thinking also about the relevance, to be quite honest, of this podcast and I guess the travel content creation in general. And this is purely given where we are today with COVID and that question of whether it is ethical to even travel at all. And so is it ethical for us to be actually encouraging people to travel? You know, the whole thing of, yes, we can travel, but should we travel? I guess, you know, what prompted this thought is the discussion about so many of the coronavirus cases currently are spread by people who are not even showing any symptoms. So you could test negative, then board a flight to go wherever without knowing that you're infected. And, you know, then you end up, you know, spreading it. And is the best thing in that case not just to stay home? This is a topic that could be discussed, you know, all day with varying opinions, because the tourism industry, on the other hand, needs our support. But how do we balance that with the need to stay safe? Surely saving, you know, the industry cannot be more important than saving lives. So I guess the debate, you know, carries on. I reckon personally that there are different reasons why people travel. And what I have concluded in all this, you know, thinking is that our role as travel content creators is to provide, you know, our communities, you guys, with everything you need to know to be able to travel safely if you decide to travel for whatever reason. And I guess that is what I will be doing in my next couple of episodes, because that safety element cannot be left out of the conversations. So it's not to say the podcast is now about COVID, but we can't talk about travel and not, you know, mention the risk associated with it because of the virus. So welcome back to Chica Travel. We are going to have so much fun. I've already recorded a couple of episodes that I cannot wait for you guys to hear. So please tell your friends to subscribe, to listen. And even if you're not going to travel now, you can still just listen just to get inspiration for planning your travels for the future, because we are definitely going to travel again freely, I believe. So yes, thank you so much for listening to this particular intro. And let's hope, you know, the rest of the year is going to be super amazing, that we'll get this thing under control and that we will be able to travel the world with our friends, with our girls. I want to go somewhere for my birthday in May, and Jay, I'm just praying, honestly, please behave, virus. Anyway, thank you so much guys. So please, next week Monday, we are on. It's a date. I promise to deliver. You can hold me on to that. Otherwise, see you on social media. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Welcome back.